Father, as always, I thank you for the entrance of your word. Brings light and gives understanding, revelation knowledge to the simple. And the word of God is a hammer. Glory to God. And it's like a fire too in my bones already this morning. I made that word, you know, come in this morning. Bring us refreshing times from the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your word, the very air we breathe. Your presence, the very life that we have. In you we live and move and have our being. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, welcome everyone. Prophetic 10:8. Well, that's the title of our room today. The ending, which is shutting, and the beginning, which is opening. And let's see what the Lord has to say for us. You'll remember during our series of the messages of Christ to the churches, when we talked about the message to the church in Philadelphia, Jesus said, I am he that shuts, no man can open. I'm also he that opens, and no man can shut. Well, brought to you today by the Holy Spirit, a prophetic significance of the number 10 and the number 8. Today, being October 8, I'm going to bring to you prophetically declarations concerning the number 10 and the number 8 for you today. Praise the Lord. Well, of course, 10, the completion of a series. And we talk about many things, you know, decades, you know, centuries, you know, and so forth. They all end in 10 and it begins a new cycle. And, you know, even since we were young, we were, we learned how to count in tens and so forth, you know, and there are many things also that the Lord did in tens. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, and he began to call things out, let there be this and let there be that, you'll find 10 such declarations. And many times in the Bible, throughout the Bible, we see many references to the number 10. And I'm going to be talking today, releasing mostly a prophetic blessing to everyone that's in the room. I took some time out and pray and asked the Lord. Jesus said in his prayer in John 17, which I love, said, Lord, for their sakes, I sanctify myself. And I said, Lord, well, let me also sanctify myself that I might be a vessel through whom the spirit and the blessing and anointing of God will flow to everyone that come into the room today. So thank you for being here. Well, prophetically, let me begin to declare to you right away that our series, not our teaching series, but a cycle for you is ending and another cycle is beginning. And that's why this day is so prophetic. 10 ends a series, 8 begins another. You know, and the number 8 signifies beginning of new things. Hallelujah. Now we talk about, you know, even in the Jewish culture and everything, the number 8, was a sanctified life, you know, dedicate the child, circumcise the child on the 8th day and so forth. And then 8 also the cycle that starts over every day, every week. Day number 8 is actually like day number 1. Because we go through the 7 days of the week. And then we start over on day number 1, which is usually day 8. Start something new. Hallelujah. You know, so I have got this declaration to bring to you this morning. Now, surely there is an end. Now, first of all, let me declare the things that are ending right now. Glory to God. Because we're in number 10 and then 8 at the same time. You know, so, and it's like something is ending, but something else is starting. You know, so the things that are ending for you, begin to declare that right now. Proverbs 23 and 18. Surely there is an end. Hallelujah. Well, an end to many things. There may be a handwriting of illness and sickness and this and that. It may be a struggle and, a back and forth. The Lord promised you something, but, you go forward a bit and backward some more and so forth. It could be all kinds of things going on in there. Well, let's put an end to that this morning. Jesus says, I hold the key of David. Glory to God. And when I shut something, it remains shut. That's it. Jesus puts a seal on all the negative stuff, stays closed. And then he opens some stuff and say, let the gates be opened. Open ye the gates, let the righteous nation go in. Well, Jesus is the one that can do that. He can put a shutdown on stuff, and then he can put an opening up again for you. Hallelujah. Now we're going to shut down some things and we're going to open some things also under new management. That's right. We're bringing it together. Powerful stuff. If you can just latch in onto what God is doing. So I want you to zero in on the things that you want closed. Even spiritually speaking, our yo-yo stuff, let's put a shutdown on those things, because it's a prophetic day and God says, I am here. Put a seal up those things that are negative. It is enough. Hallelujah. Well, one time the Lord said to them, the book of Deuteronomy, he said to them, he said, look, you have dwelt long enough in this mountain. It is enough. I mean, you just say, be going around in circles. You've been here forever. It's time ready for you to move on. Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 6. You dwell long enough in this place. It's time ready for you to move on. So we're closing a chapter and opening another one up. So, the beginning of this year, the Lord gave me a word, actually from the ending of last year up into the beginning of this year. And I often, would like to, seek the Lord like that many days and figure out, what is it that the Lord's going to say to his people? Well, most of the time I'm focused on our local church, GMI church family, when bringing that word. But I know it also applies, because Jesus said, what I say to one, I say to all. And so the Lord gave me this word, which I've also brought on this platform. The emerging was the word. Emerge. But now I'm looking, we're in the quarter number 4. It's like we're in the home stretch. Back in the day when I was much younger, I used to do track and field, and I competed in the sprints. And I was also the anchor leg for my relay team, college level, even the state level. So I used to always tell my team, okay, well, you give me the baton, I'm gonna bring it home. So we are in the last leg, last quarter of this year. Hallelujah. And so all the word that the Lord spoke must come to pass. Hallelujah. Now, It started to come to pass for some of you. But then there were other setbacks. And then it's like one step forward, two steps backward. And then it's like also even more stuff, you know, happening which you didn't expect. Say, well, of course the Lord promised something, but yeah, like I said yesterday and even days before, I've said before, the blessing of the Lord, you know, when he brings it, it's always a challenge from the devil. It's like blessings and testings come together. I mean, the Lord himself will test you too, not just the devil. Every son that the Lord receives, he proves and he tests. And every promise of God will come with testings. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord is tried. That's the way the scripture puts it. But today, I come bearing good news. Hallelujah. Now, I am done with having, you know, setbacks and this kind of stuff for this year. It is time we got to put an end on that stuff that's negative and open up other things, you know. So I was thinking of, you know, what I'm going to share with the people today. And the Lord, you know, he brought this and I saw the numbers 10 and 8. And I said, wow, that looks good. So I made a declaration that there will be today a declaration of sorts and a prophetic release. So I am going to be releasing the closure. That's right. The anointing to close down every negative thing. The anointing from Proverbs 23 and 18 that there is an end. You know, one time the Lord, he sent Moses and said, look, enough of this already. Let my people go. And Pharaoh, of course, he's not going to have any part of that. Who is the Lord that I should let his people go? You're not going anywhere, he said. But Lord's going to show him who's boss. Amen. So we're fixing here today to show the devil who is boss. That's right. Praise God. The Lord, the Bible says, shall bruise the devil under your feet shortly. Well, that shortly, well, you know, we've been dealing with it all year long, trying to get the devil put in his place. And, you know, sometimes it's like it's working and sometimes it's like it's not working. But today, glory to God, we know that God has given us the go ahead to release. And I actually prayed, you know, this last 2 days. And I said, Lord, you know, do I have the permission to go ahead and say it the way I want to say it? I said some words for the Lord. He said, yep, go for it. You know, so I've got confidence today to release this word. Hallelujah. But I got the permission already to release it. So I want you to take a look at where you are now since the beginning of this year. Actually, you've advanced, you know, but you could have advanced a whole lot more. You know, and there have been some negative things in every which way. And the Lord has advanced us spiritually. I mean, because of all of the word that he's been releasing to us and so on. You know, your health may not have quite advanced, but it's advanced too. I mean, your business, your blessing, the this and that. So let's put an end to the things that are negative. Let's close it up and let's release under the anointing of the number 8. New beginnings. Hallelujah. Even as the Lord said, look, forget even the former things of old. I'm going to do some new stuff. Now, and I want to call out, you know, some new stuff today. I mean, we've experienced, you know, blessings and so forth. But today being the 8th day of that 10th month signifies prophetically that we're closing up some things, starting up a new series of things in our lives. Behold, saith the Lord, Isaiah 43 and 18. Remember not even the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Hallelujah. Number 8. Now it shall spring forth, and shall ye not know it. I will even make a way. I mean, I love the way he said that. In fact, I had to read that again. I said, did he actually use the word even there? And I said, yeah. Right again last night. I said, I will even make a way. That means, look, what we think cannot even be done, I will even do it. I'll even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now, that's a new thing. The desert will be dry and everything. That's what the desert does. It make everything dry. Well, the wilderness is like got nothing going for it. The children of Israel wander in the wilderness until they all perished, the generations that came out, you know. And so the wilderness typically had nothing going for it. But the Lord said, even when you think, even in the place where there is nothing going for it, I'll make a new way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'll bring forth even rivers in the desert. You're in the desert. Praying, I mean, maybe dying from thirst. There's nothing or anywhere, not even miles around. All of a sudden, Lord said, I will bring forth rivers, not even one river, but plural. And he can do it. And he said, look, I will do it for my own glory. Praise the Lord. Now, so what is it going to be for you today? I'm not going to speak very long, but I'm going to pray and make these declarations today. What's it going to be? What are the things that you need to put behind you? Because number 10 also signifies the ending of a series. And you're about to start a new one. And so 8 being the beginning of a new one. Let's put it all together. See what the Lord do for us here today. You know, praise the Lord. You know, the Lord is not subject to seasons and times and all of that. But we are. And in as much as we are, we need to have an understanding of seasons and times. You know, the children and the sons of Issachar, they had this understanding. And because they did, the Bible said they had an advantage over their brethren. You know, and Daniel himself had an understanding by the books. And he used that to gain an advantage to know that it's time to get in under the cloud of prayer and seek the face of the Lord. You know, and from time to time, we understand by the word of the Lord certain significances in times and seasons. Not for the Lord, but just for us. You know, God's not under time. And it's not under a season. But he did make and call forth. So let there be, you know, a major light to rule the day and a lesser, some lesser lights to rule the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons. And he called these things forth. And well, till this day, they are for signs, they are for times, and they are for seasons. You know, so you can read that in Genesis 1 and 14. You know, put those things out there. Well, and as much as we have those things, we try to take advantage of it. And if we can understand what God is saying, now remember, if you walk with the Lord, you are not bound by seasons and times. And so, you know, no one should be bound by looking to times and seasons. But occasionally, you know, the Lord, you say, well, at a certain season, just like we see in the book of John chapter 5, at a certain season, he sent an angel to stir up the pool and do something. But that's only because of his mercy and his grace. He doesn't need seasons. He doesn't need times. Any time that you believe the Lord, you can get the benefit of the declaration even of today. Even if it's not 10:08, you can do it. And so we don't need to be bound by that. I want to put a balance to this because some people are always, you know, trying to get in you know, a certain season and a certain this and that. Well, yeah, you know, God only does that for our benefit. As far as he's concerned, you know, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of living water. Huh. Yeah, you know, and he will never fade, you know. He will never lose his season. He will always bring forth fruit because he's connected to the supply, constant supply. And so at any time, it's always, you know, the time for a blessing from the Lord. You don't need to wait for a season. But because we are here, we have to take advantage of it nonetheless. But you know, Jesus, doesn't matter to him whether it's a time for figs or not. He came to the tree in Mark 11 and he said, well, it's not yet time for figs. And he said, yeah, I'm right here. You know, you better produce. Glory to God. You know, so every day, in season or out of season, we can have this blessing of today. But today, because it is today, Jesus said, well, why it is called today? The word of God says so. Well, let's take advantage of it. So we're taking advantage of, but don't seek to numbers. Don't seek to numerology and all that stuff. You know, God is, you can't count God as numbers. You know, God's way beyond that. But occasionally the Holy Spirit will drop something and we take advantage of it. And he dropped it today. He said, take advantage of it. And I am going to take advantage of it. So I want you to zero in on all the things that need to be closed up. Glory to God. Areas where you haven't had advancement. Areas where the devil has come up against the word of the Lord for you, which say you will emerge. You haven't quite emerged. You started to, but not quite. Well, surely there's an end to all of that. And your expectation shall not be cut off. And then there is the beginning of new things. I am Alpha and Omega. Behold, I make all things new. And the Lord, he, you know, the Lord is always engaged in making things. You know, if you think the Lord ever stopped, you don't know the Lord too much. He's always doing things, making new things. Now, let's experience something new today. Hallelujah. Let's experience the power of newness. You know, there's a prophetic anointing under the number 8, if you can understand it. It's to bring forth a new beginning. Hallelujah. The new beginning here this morning. So, well, let's trap that up. Let's suit up. Let's ready to enter in. Now, I want to declare for you and everyone that may listen into this later on today, or anytime, that from now through the end of this year, it'll be that today will be like a beginning of a new thing. The ending of a cycle of up and down and yo-yos and stuff. And the beginning of a new day. Hallelujah. A new day. But in this new day, here's what the Lord said. Go forward. That's what he said. Don't stand still. As long as you stand still, it'll be the Red Sea. That's all it'll be. But if you go forward, it'll be the heaping on every side, on the left and on the right. It'll be the heaping of the waters and the dry land will appear. But as long as you stay looking at it, it'll be just like the Red Sea. It can be daunting. It could be overwhelming. I mean, you know, it's like, how are we going to get through this? Should have left us in the land of Egypt. Are there no graves there that we could be buried if we died? We're going to now come and be drowned in this Red Sea. But the Lord, see, the Lord, he knew what he was doing. They didn't, you know. But we don't want people in this room to not know the power of God. Jesus said one time to the people, say, well, you know neither the word of God, you don't know the scriptures, and you don't know the power of God. That's why you think these things in your heart. But we need to understand the power of God. You know that when God, before he starts anything, he's already finished it. So this thing is like a circle with the Lord. Well, actually, a circle for us. God doesn't go in circles. He's already finished what he hasn't even started. Now, think about that for a minute. I've said this multiple times in this room. I want you to think about it again. God's already finished what he hasn't even started. He's finished it already. Because he calls the end from the beginning. Christ himself was slain before the world even began. That work of salvation was finished even before it started. Praise the Lord. You know, so, you know, if you think of a circle, you know, at any point that you are in that circle, well, you could be at the end of something and you're starting of another, you know, in that circle. It's like a circle. But for the Lord, he's already finished everything that he hasn't even started. And if you can get that understanding, well, you got a victory. You know, so today, but let's finish up some stuff. You know, in our realm, you know, we got to go through these cycles of ending and starting and so forth. For the Lord, whatsoever the Lord doeth shall be forever. Can't put anything to it. Can't add anything. Can't take from it. It's already done. It's finished. You know, it's finished it. It calls the things, you know, that are not as though they are. You know, he finished it. He settled it. It's done. You know. Let me read it to you in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 14. I know that whatsoever God doeth. Now, do you know? You know, this was this man's testimony. That he knows it. Well, do you know it? We want you to know it too. That whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. It's already done. Now, that which has been is now. Listen to that. Verse 15. Ecclesiastes 3. That which has been is now. And that which is to be has already been. Did I just tell you that God already finished what he hasn't even started? That's what he's saying here. That which is yet to be has already been. Hasn't started, but it's already done. That's how God walks. And God required the thing that is past. You know, past, present, future. It's nothing to him at all. He's eternal. He's in all zones at the same time. All that zone business is just for us. You know, God is, you know, I mean, the past is nothing to him. The future is nothing to him. The present's all the same. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13 and 8 makes him no difference at all. Now, for us, though, since we can't really see the future like that, what we need to do is rely upon our faith. Now, by faith, you can approximate God's foreknowledge. That's right. You can approximate. You know, I can't really get it, but you can approximate. God has foreknowledge of all things, so he knows the end from the beginning. And he, you know, he knows what's already done before it even started. And we don't. But I have faith in him. And by my faith, I can approximate his foreknowledge. What he has is foreknowledge. What I have is faith. And I can use my faith to pull out anything in God's foreknowledge. But the Holy Spirit, he'll show it to me. John 16 and 13 said, the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. Things that are not yet done. Holy Spirit, show them to you. And you can get in under the cloud of faith, unite with the Holy Spirit like that, and bring it to pass. Amen. So, the new things that are coming in your life that are not yet done, we're going to call them forth right now. We're going to put an end to the negative stuff. The Lord said, it is enough. You've dwelt long enough in this place. Now, get up and move on. Hallelujah. Let's put an end to those things. Let's move on to new things. Let's call forth some new things here today. Now, if you can see it, can believe it, you can call it forth, then you can have it. You know? And you've heard me quote that scripture many times. And I love it. Now, I'm going to quote it again today because it's applicable to what we are doing today. So the Lord said to Abraham, after that Lot was departed from him, Genesis 13 and 14, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where you are. That's right. I want every one of you to look from where you are right now. And what can you see? What do you see when you look? And some of you, all you see before today was probably the troubles, the difficulties, the failures, the challenges, the thorns, you know, and the crooked paths, and the bitter waters. But today, the Lord wants you to see something new. Hallelujah. Want you to begin to see the straight paths. Make straight paths for your feet. The Lord wants you to begin to see the sweet waters, no longer bitter waters. The Lord wants you to begin to see open doors, no longer doors that are swinging back and forth. The door will stay open for you and you go through. Hallelujah. And the Lord, he wants you to say, look northward, southward, eastward, westward, everywhere around you, all around you, everywhere I look, I see the glory of God. That's the song we used to see, you know, everywhere I look, I see Satan is falling. That's right. You know, let's put the devil in his place. You know, don't even give him an inch. Give no place to the devil. Ephesians 4 and 27. Neither give place to him at all. Don't even give him an inch. Finish him off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, so today, that's exactly what we're going to do. I want you to look southward, northward, eastward, westward for all that you can see, the Lord said. That's what I'm going to give you. Hallelujah. And not only you, and also to your seed forever. So if you can see it today, now what do you see? What do you see that's before you? Do you see a land that's full of milk and honey? Or do you see giants? Do you see a land that is flowing with the goodness of the Lord? Or do you see yourself as diminutive and grasshoppers that will be swallowed up by all the problems ahead? Or do you see yourself as champion of faith? Glory to God. You can even be a trailblazer. Someone said, well, you can't do that. I say, says who? I can do that and then some. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do it. I can blow through troops. I can run through troops. I can walk through walls. You know, I can leap over walls. I can do all these things. The psalmist said, I can do all these things, run through troops, leap over walls, do whatever in the name of the Lord. Everything come up against me like bees, he said. They surrounded me like bees, but in the name of the Lord, I'll destroy them all. Hey, this man, he's not playing. Confident. You can come against me every which way you want, but you come out against me one way, you're going to flee seven ways. That's right. Hallelujah. Because I'm standing right here under the anointing of the power of new things. Glory to God. You know, and I'm not putting up with any of that nonsense. Don't even think it. Don't even say it. Think no evil and see no evil. That's right. Speak no evil. Don't even hear it. Don't speak it. Don't do it. Back to sender. Any of those negative thoughts, they come your way. That's it. Put it away. Glory to God. You know, I'm going forth into my victory. Hallelujah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, men and brethren, enough said. Now I'm going to pray over everyone that's in this room. You are praying with me as well. I'm going to declare. Now, there's nothing I said here today that you haven't already heard, either from me or someplace else, from the Holy Spirit before. But there is an anointing that God brings to every time in a service of it. I'll tell the people on the ground, say there's a different anointing for every service. You know, it's not that there's nothing new that we can say. You know, it's already in the word of God. It's already been said. It's already been done. But because of the way the Lord will bring the anointing, you know, so yeah, when the anointing strikes that seed, remember, the spoken word of God is the original seed. The word that God already gave is that seed. But when that anointing strikes it, that's what brings forth results. So it's the anointing that is present today, the prophetic anointing to bring you the prophetic 10:8 declaration is what's going to cause this victory for you. Because you will say it too. And remember the message on the testimony that we talked about the other day. Using your testimony ahead of the victory to get the victory. Don't wait until the victory before you testify. Testify, you declare it. Testify it already. I will be the father of nations. Change your name to prove it even. Yeah, but it might take you 25 years to get there, but don't matter. You say it every single day. I will be the father of nations. Glory to God. Testify it, and so it will be. God is going to watch over that word, and he's going to bring it in. Now, I'm going to ready to pray. Are you ready? Are you ready to walk upon the coals of fire? Are you ready to walk in lightning? Thunders behind you and in front of you too. Power of God, the ground singing before you, holding your head up. The Son of the King is coming. Glory to God. Now, we're not, you're not just some nobody. You are the Son of the Living God. That's who Jesus was, and that's who we are. Because Jesus was the firstborn among many brethren. Not the only one, well, the only begotten like that, but the rest of us coming through his grace. But at the end of the day, if Jesus himself had not died, according to John 12 and 24, he would have abided alone. Jesus said it himself. Except the seed fall into the ground and die, he abides alone. But I got to die so that I can bring forth the other sons of God. And he did it. And so you are here today and you walk like that. My goodness, you talk like that too. Now, not in the pride of ourselves, but in what Christ already got, the inheritance of the saints in light that we have. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So that's how we're going to roll today. Are you ready? I am going to pray first a shutting and putting a seal on all those negativity doors. That's right. All the negative doors. We're going to put an end to them. For this year, it is enough, saith the Lord. And let the people go. Let my people go. Let them emerge into the things that they should have. A new day is beginning for me. I'm going to shout hallelujah. Glory to God. A new day beginning today. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm beginning to pray right now. I'm going to pray over everyone that's in this room. Then I'm going to release the room and then let you pray. But first, I'm going to pray and I'm going to declare some things. So you listen. And if you pick a word here and there, you latch onto it, because it's the word. It's the word of God. They said the word of God is like a hammer, breaks the cedars, and it just goes through and does these things. Now, therefore, O Lord, we speak your word prophetically over your children that are in this room today. And for their sakes, Lord, I sanctified myself. And I prayed, Lord, and I asked you, can I do this? Shall I do this? And you say, yeah, do it. Glory to God. So, Lord, I stand in the message of the Lord and in the word of the Lord today to release prophetically to your people the anointing that closes the door of negativity. That's right. We close those doors today. I am he, saith the Lord. I had the keys of David. The key of David and I shut. And no man can open. Now we put the anointing to shut upon the doors. All the negativity. The captivity of negativity. You know, negativity will bring you into captivity. So the captivity of negativity, we put a shutting down on those doors in the name of Jesus, according to the finishing up of number 10. And Lord, we release prophetically the anointing of the number 8, the beginning of new things upon everyone that's in here today. The Lord may already have blessed you, but he's going to do you even more. What you had before was just like taking a bucket to the ocean. He's got plenty more where that came from. All you got to do, Open your mouth wide, saith the Lord, and I will feel it. You know, God will do only to the level of the power that works in you. He's able to do exceeding beyond all things, but not beyond the power, not beyond the power that works in you. And as you enlarge your faith horizon today, that's why I said to Abraham, enlarge your faith horizon. Look beyond and see more and get more. Glory to God. I say to you prophetically in this room today, see more and get more from the Lord in Jesus' name. Now, what seest thou? He would ask the prophets, what seest thou? And he would say, well, I see this and I say that. I said, well, thou hast seen well. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I ask you, what do you see today? If you can see more, you can get more. So I'm going to ask you again, what do you see right now? Now, see it in your mind's eyes. But more importantly, see it with the eye of faith. People say mind's eye. Well, that's good. But see it with the eye of faith. What do you see? What does your eye of faith see today? Do you see yourself in that most holy place? Glory to God. Do you see yourself in that experience? What do you see? Do you see yourself victorious over all those things? You know, it doesn't matter what it is that the enemy put upon you before. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come. What is it that the Holy Spirit is showing you now? Can you see it? Glory to God. Well, can you even smell what the Lord is cooking? Because he's always cooking something. He's cooking something and he's ready to serve it up. I can smell it already. It smells good. It smells good. I know the feeling because my wife's always up to something, always cooking something, always smelling good. Well, the Lord is cooking something even better and it's smelling good to me already. The prophet said, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. That's right. It's coming. Glory to God. So what do you see here this morning? I see an open door. And the Lord said, go through and go through the gates unto every one of you this morning. Gates are opening up. Why? Because there's an anointing to break every yoke. The Lord said through the psalmist, he said, he has broken the gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron. Now, gates and bars, they are things that hold us back. But for you, a gate doesn't have to hold you back. The gate can stay open right now. We're going to shut the negative gates, but we're going to open the gates that the righteous nation may go in. So let the gates swing wide open and let them stay open. By faith, you keep that door and that gate open and you walk through. You know, by faith, they pass through the Red Sea. Hallelujah. Their faith in the spoken word kept those waters heaped up on either side. Hallelujah. Heaped up on either side. A dry land for the ransom to pass through. Now by faith, let the Red Sea open up for you even now. Now many of you have faced many Red Sea moments this year. And what is your current Red Sea moment that you are facing? Well, that's the one I want to come against right now. And cause the word of faith to ripple through that Red Sea from one end to the other and pile up the waters on either side for you, making a way, hallelujah, for you to pass through on dry land. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let the gates open up for the people to pass through. That's right. But let the gates of hell be shut. They're trying to block you. You're on the path of righteousness. The gates of hell are trying to close in on you, but they won't do it. Jesus said they can't do it. I will build my church. Gates of hell can't close in upon them. Glory to God. They got the power. Hallelujah. I got the power in the name of Jesus. I've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, I cannot be defeated, 'cause I've got the power in the name of the Lord. I've got the power. Do you have it? Do you have the power of the Holy Ghost? Is he with you? Hallelujah. Now the Lord grant you the grace to strap on faith. Now be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and see to get what you see, you will get today. If you can see more, you get more in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, let those doors be closed. Captivity of negativity, let it be closed in the name of Jesus. Let the release of newness, the anointing that brings forth water out of wilderness, let it be open to your people in the name of Jesus. Now, the next few weeks, we go into the ending of this year, up on through the end of this year. Let those negative doors stay closed. I am the Lord. I shut it and no man can open. Now, let there be the opening of doors of blessings. Hallelujah. Unto your people. Doors, your health will begin to spring forth speedily. Glory to God. Handwriting of negativity is nailed to the cross. Glory to God. Cyst, we heard yesterday, cyst disappearing. Things, thyroid and different things, you know, different things in the blood and the cells and so forth, falling away. God doing these great things. Your business, things that are ahead of you, booming now. Hallelujah. To the glory of God. Why? Well, that you might be the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Remember, God's name is at stake here. His name being his reputation, his word being his bond. I'm speaking the word of the Lord to you prophetically this morning. And I am the Lord, saith the Lord, that watches over the word of my servant to perform it. Glory to God. He will perform the counsel of his messengers. And if I be the Lord's messenger this morning to bring to you these good tidings of great joy, and let the Lord perform my word as though it was his word in Jesus, because it is his word, and let it be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the lives of every one of your people that are in here this morning in Jesus' name. And afternoon. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Now, it's your turn. Glory to God. It is your turn. I have released the anointing. It is flowing. Did you feel it? Can you experience it? Now, it is your turn to declare for yourself prophetically the ending of a negative series and the opening of a brand new day. Hallelujah. It's a brand new day. Prophetic 10:8. We close up a series and we start the beginning of another. Thank you, Jesus. Now, for those who are on stage, you know, thank you for patiently waiting. You can release your mic now and begin to declare the word of God for yourself. Those who are in the audience as well, begin to declare it. If you want to come onto stage to let your voice be heard, raise your hand, bring you up on stage. That's fine. You declare it. Declare it for yourself. That's what the Lord said, that you may be justified. You know, bring forth your strong course, your strong reason. Bring it together. Declare it that you may be justified. Are you ready to declare? Well, go ahead. Start declaring. Praise the Lord.